Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're in touch with Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes or so. For me, it's a great privilege. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless you on this day, and certainly I trust that he will use this time together to really touch our hearts and our lives in a special way on this day. This is Wednesday, the 9th of January in the year 2014. It's so awesome. Praise God. Thank you for bringing us to this day. There are three critical and moments. Well, I wouldn't use the word critical. Let's correct that. I would say joyous moments. The first one is when I'm able to get up, like I did on today. I realize I'm awake and here I am to give God praise and glorify his name one more day. The second thing is once I get on the program and I hear the intro music, and by the way, the music, it's an instrumental of the song, Now is the Time to Worship. And the lyrics are, if you ever look up those lyrics, says one day everyone will say you are God, you know, and things like that. Very inspiring lyrics. So every time you hear that intro music, it's saying, now is the time to worship. That's the name of the song. The second joyous moment, or rather the third, is really dear to my heart as well. And that's when I see you on our switchboard, not visually seeing you, but I see your number that you have called in and you have joined us. I really look forward to being with you on a daily basis such as we're doing, because it speaks to me volumes of the fact that God's Word is true and his Holy Spirit is at work in our hearts. And so that's really, really satisfying to me. So I don't know if that's a praise report, but it's really coming from my heart. I really do look forward to these moments. Today, our focus is the name above all names. And on this program, we are dedicated to seeing God's plan and purposes for you, me, and the rest of the earth fulfilled in our generation. God has given us a time slot called history, a piece of time in which to live and to work to glorify his name. So we thank God for that, and we're just glorifying his name. Now, we're in a period, and this is the fourth day of a 21-day fast, a 21-day consecration of humility and brokenness before the Lord. And so we began this on early Saturday morning, and it goes until the 25th of January. 21 days of humility and brokenness. And it's a consecration for war, and we're not attacking anyone. We're really just attacking any pride and, just the flesh, the ego. We're attacking those elements of our own being, humbling ourselves so that then, like Daniel, God is able to send an answer to our prayers and really glorify himself with us being ones in the earth that agree with him. So I would just like to share with you quickly what the benefits of this consecration and fast are to you and I as we participate in it. The first thing, there are six benefits, and the first thing is that it sharpens your spiritual discernment. How many know that we live in a time where we need sight and insight? We have to be able to see and see through. We have to know what's behind every moment and every movement so that we are able to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. So discernment, sharpened discernment, is a key feature. Acquiring that is a key desire and feature of this consecration. The second thing is receiving a more consistent and disciplined prayer life. And certainly you've exhibited that to some degree. We all are. And God wants us to really improve on that, beginning with our own personal prayer time before Him, where he's able to speak directly to us in a very intimate and private way. God doesn't want to speak to me what he wants to say to you. He wants to say to you, it's between you and him, it's between me and him, that kind of a thing. And of course, there's a corporate assembly such as what we're doing here, coming together like this, where he speaks to all of us and addresses all of us and guides all of us at the same time, the same moment, same place. The third thing is that benefit is that we develop and display increased spiritual growth and maturity. God is looking for that. He wants you and I to grow. This is a brand new year, friend, and he doesn't want us to be where we were last year. That's being stuck. That's being stagnant. He wants us to grow and to mature. So one of our sisters last, in fact, I believe it was Christine, who is experiencing bereavement at this point because of the passing of her dad. And she said something that is important and key, that only in the face of certain situations and circumstances that we really get to measure where we are. And she said she realized that she has grown between the last time that she went through a bereavement with a dear loved one, her mom in that case, and now her dad, the way she is approaching bereavement and handling it, she could see a huge difference, and it can only be explained by growth. So that's what God wants us to do, to grow and mature. He wants us to be more available for Christian service by overcoming life-shortening eating habits. We all can use some help in that regard. We have a society, we live in a society where there's an abundance of food of all kinds, and some of which are not particularly good for us to consume as much as we are. There are preservatives, additives, and all of those things. And they're designed to preserve the food, but not preserve us. So we have to overcome many habits. So during this fast, we get to contemplate what we've been ingesting and consuming and make corrections so that we are able to live healthy and longer and be available for God to use us. The fifth thing is we receive the health that God has provided. Once we overcome those life-shortening eating habits, we receive the health that God has provided. God wants you and I to be healthy. God does not get glory in sickness, per se, although he is a healer, but he also is a keeper first, and he wants to keep us from illness and disease so that we can focus on his business. And finally and lastly, he wants you and I to become our own health care provider through knowledge. The scripture says, my people suffer loss for lack of knowledge. And the loss is not going to hell or something like that. It's experiencing hell right here because we're suffering, because there are things we don't know or don't understand or refuse to know or refuse to understand. And so we are able to care for ourselves as our primary health care providers, not the doctors, not the insurance companies, but us. You can have the best doctor and the best insurance, and certainly you don't want to use it, do you? No, of course not. You want to be in health, and it's good to have those things as a backup in case our health fails. However, you want to live in peace in your body. How many know that's truth? Okay. So that's what we're engaged in. And so now I'm opening up your lines, and I guess you heard my praise report, because I'm thanking God that for those three things that I mentioned earlier, being able to get up and being able to join you and you with us, it's just amazing. Okay, your lines are open, and if you have a praise report, please share it with us. Right now, if you will, this is an opportunity for you to use the tongue to worship Him by praising Him and allowing us to join you in agreement with that. And secondly, if you have a prayer request, we're praying great things. Well, give ear and life and breath to that thing, and let us agree with you, because there's a power of agreement here among all of us. So you may want to boldly allow us to go to the throne of grace with you on that issue. Okay, while you're contemplating that, we want to thank God for Christine LeMay, and I want to thank her for sitting in for me on yesterday. I was not ill or anything, just needed to take a break, and she was so kind. And to show you how good God is, she is in the midst of bereavement right now after her father passed a few days ago, and trying to get to her home and get a flight and all of those things. And you know how it's been the last few days with so many flight cancellations and dropped bookings and all of that. So I haven't spoken with her since on yesterday, so I don't know if she's able to get out and get out on time. However, I thank God for her and her boldness and her strength. It's a testimony of God's greatness, and that at the sound of His name, which is our focus, He has a name above all names. And it's true, and it works. It is powerful. So thank God for her. And now I want to pray for her and the family. I want us to go to the throne of grace. Please join me. Father, we thank You right now that Your throne is there, available and open to all who will call upon Your name. And we thank You for the great name that You have given. You've given a name among us that's above every other name. At the sound of that name, every knee should bow and shall bow. And we bow our knees today to the name of Jesus Christ. And we come in His name. It's only because of His name that we can enter Your presence, because You are righteous. And we have failed many times. We have come up short. Our iniquities and our transgressions have loomed and stood before us. And today we're coming humbly, knowing that we have need, and we have need of forgiveness. We have need of Your great mercy and love to come towards us as it is, and to forgive us. Cast our iniquities and our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. And further, we ask for Your cleansing. We know that Your cleansing is available to us, as well as Your forgiveness, because You said so in Your word, and You promised. So today, we're asking for the application of both to our lives. And Father, even as we stand in your presence, we present the LeMay family and their particular circumstances right now where they are in bereavement and they're looking to bury their loved one. And Father, we pray their peace, that their joy would be full, that he has gone to be with you and that he has lived a good life and that he has produced and his family are there, alive before you. And Father, we thank you that you would bind them together right now in a special way so that they will know that they are not alone, that you are in the midst. You're there to see and to oversee their activities and to bless them in a mighty way and to show them that it's profitable to live for you and to live under your care and to receive your great mercy and salvation. We thank you for them, Lord, and we pray that their efforts and arrangements to come together and to grieve together and to bury their father, their grandfather, their uncle, their cousin, their husband, their great-grandfather, and all of those relatives that he left behind, that you will just bless them, bless their efforts, give them free passage, remove every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, that great name. Strengthen Christine as she prepares to be a comfort in the midst of her family. Bless them on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And I believe all of you can join me in saying, and will join me in saying, amen to that. Praise God. Your lines are open. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please share it with us. We're here to be a support to each other. And so feel free and feel bold. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Good
Hallelujah.
Morning.
Welcome. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Yes.
You're
a while
on.
Back.
You're listening.
Good morning, Steve. A while back, I had asked a prayer for my neighbor, Carlos Restrepo, that was suffering with cancer.
Yes.
Well, he's had made some improvement, and I learned on 2 days ago that he was back in the hospital, and they had taken up all forms of life support. And they have him in the intensive care, just resting comfortably without any pain until he passes. Apparently, he turned for the worse. And so I would just like to ask a prayer for the wife, that, you know, God will keep her through this because, like she said, it's very difficult, but she know God is in control. But, you know, it's difficult when you watching somebody just deteriorate before your eyes. So
there's a suffering with that, yes.
Yes, I'm just waiting for him to pass, you know. And so I would just like to ask that we lift her up in prayer, also the other family members, you know, that's there to support and surround her in this time.
It's
just a matter of time.
What is his name? First name?
Carlos Restrepo.
Carlos. Okay.
Yes. And her name is Mara.
Okay. A question.
The wife's name is Mara.
A question. You may or may not have an answer to this question. And the question I have is, does Did he have a relationship with the Lord through Christ? Did he have a relationship? You may not know that, but I'm just asking. Did you have a sense of God?
I know he believes in God. I don't know necessarily that, you know, he attended like church or anything like that. The wife, she's a very strong believer. They're Catholic, and they know the faith. They believe in God. And when I spoke to him when he was at home, he said, you know, God could heal him, and he's trusting God. So, you know, as he turned for the worst, I told him that God heals in many ways, not just, you know, taking away the sickness and allowing us to live, but, you know, relieving us of our suffering here on earth. So he knows, I would say he knows enough. You know, well, not enough, but he knows the Lord.
I would suggest this. I would suggest this procedure that if you're able to get to his wife before, he passes. If she's really trusting God. And I'm not questioning whether she is or not. I'm just saying, one of the things I would suggest is that if she would read the Word of God to him, even as he may be in a unconscious, so to speak, state. Here's, and this is, I would trust that many of our listeners would lay hold of this because it's real. Even though he is, let's say, out of it, if that's in fact the case, and I suspect that would be the case if he's at the point where he is, your spirit never gets ill. Your spirit never gets sick. Your body does.
Yeah.
So his spirit is very much alive and can hear. In fact, even after you're dead, the hearing is the last thing to go in dying. The hearing, that's the last thing to go. And so she should get the Word of God, and we're talking about the Bible, and as the Holy Spirit guides her, read particular passages to him. And the reason for this is that you're ministering to his spirit, even as he lays unconscious in the body, so to speak. I've done this, and we've done this many times in at bedside in hospitals in the past, because I remember one time I was under anesthesia after a procedure. I was in my teens. I had injured my hand, and they put me under to fix it. And I remember my dad came to the hospital and was calling my name and talking to me, but I was under. I could hear him, but I could not, you know, get up and have a conversation with him. But I never forget that, you know. And he said I was answering, you know, in kind of a mumbling kind of way. But I remember that clearly. And I remember that I was under and I could hear him clearly. So your spirit never is affected by disease or illness or anything like that. It's just the body. And as long as there's life, there can be a reception and response at the level of your spirit. So, I just suggest that as a comforting act of grace and mercy that she can engage in, that will strengthen her and give her assurance of where he may be headed in terms of his eternal destiny. Just wanted to share that with you. But we're going to pray right now. for the last name of the family is what again, you said?
Restrepo. Restrepo.
Restrepo. Okay.
Father.
Okay. Father, we are lifting up the Restrepo family right now that also are grieving over the condition of their loved one. And Father, once again, we ask you to allow this situation by your Spirit, by the great name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, to be a situation that leads, guides, gathers, brings forth, produces closeness with you for the Restrepo family as they lean, have need, and depend on you right now. There's nothing that they could do except call on you. If they get any help, it'll come from you. So we thank you, Father, right now. We stand in agreement on behalf, all of us, of one mind concerning their peace. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. Father, we lift up his wife, Carlos's wife, right now. Has to be devastatingly difficult and tough for her. Father, let her have a sense of you carrying her through this right now. Whatever the end result is, that she will know that you're with her. In the name, in that great name, Jesus Christ, we thank you for the name because it's above every other name. In heaven, in earth, and even beneath the earth. So we thank you right now, Lord, and comfort Carlos, Lord, even as he rests, awaiting your deliverance, whatever that may be. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we pray that great name. Amen and amen. Thank you for that prayer request. And we have time for one or two more prayer requests. And let us give them a voice. Give them breath. Those prayers. Those desires. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're on with Global Time with Jesus Christ. You're on. We can hear you.
Good morning, everyone. God bless everyone on this prayer line, on this awesome and beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God.
Praise God.
All of our lives that we're able to come together, even though it might be cold outside, but we thank God that we are warm, and we are warm also by the love of the Lord. Thank God for that.
Amen.
I have a request this morning, and I'm certain that I am not the only one that may feel like this, and so it really impressed on my heart to share this prayer request, and it's a prayer burden that I believe that, like I said, I'm not the only one that many others may have, where we have friends that are not in Christ. They are very good people. They have kind hearts. They have a mind to be always helpful to others. They would give of their last to others, but they're not in Christ. And so I have this friend. He's a very prominent business owner back in Trinidad, and I've known him since I was a child. He's been a friend of my family for many, many, many years, and he's very well off, as we would say. You know, he has his own home, he has his business, like I said, and business has been going on for 31 years, and that's not an easy thing to do. So he has that very very much under control, but he does not have a relationship with the Lord. And so I spoke with him in the new year, called to wish him Happy New Year and all of that. And he, after speaking with him, it was just on my mind for quite a lot. I need to call him back and to really talk to him, because we're in a new year, and it was just a burden on my heart. To make a long story short, he ended up calling me on yesterday, and I told him, you know, I would want him to speak with you. But then we began to speak, and he kept telling me different things that were going on with his home and all of that, and I tried to open my mouth to tell him that, you know, I would love to see him do something a little different with his life, even in this year. And then he just began to say, well, I take good care of my body, and I went go to the doctor, and I this and I that. And I just couldn't find the words to say to him. And I felt kind of like let down that I couldn't just say to him, you know, but you don't have the Lord. And without the Lord, you know, all these things, they don't really matter. And so I would like prayer for all of us who, I'm certain, and sometimes in that same situation, we have a very good friend that we care about, that we would love to see them getting the knowledge of God and His love for them. But sometimes we just can't find the words to say that would come across. Yeah. And so,
well, thank you for that. Thank you for that prayer request, and you've hit a key button, so to speak. I'm sure, like yourself, many of us have had similar thoughts, and maybe not sure even how to go about it. But even as you were speaking, I believe what was dropped by the Lord into my spirit was this. In your future conversation with your friend, at some point, you may want to ask him a simple question like, "What is the greatest love that he has ever experienced?" I'm going to say this worldwide, and I'm glad we're being heard by so many people. It's come down to this. As a pastor, I've discovered that basically what everyone needs is love, real love.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about man, woman kind of love. We're talking about the love of God. We need it.
Yeah.
And we don't even know to what extent we need it until the Holy Spirit quickens us. And in my dealing with individuals in the church and outside of the church, I've discovered that it boils down to that. It boils down to that, love. And in fact, we can be so far from it and without it for so long that we can't even recognize the fact that there's a big hole there. Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I've seen that inside of the church and outside of the church. And I've said to my wife in having discussions about different things, I've said, you know, people just need love. That's all they need. They need love. Now, the key thing is that he will use us around our, in connection, in relationships with our friends, our loved ones, to convey that love. In other words, we are a conduit, a pipeline, if you will, to that person. So once we understand that, we are available to the Holy Spirit for guidance on exactly how and what to say to them. And so we want to be a salesperson that sells or shares the benefits of the product that we're talking about, and the product here is a person and his great love, and we share that. I think in our concern for friends and family, that's where we come from. That's where we, that's the direction we should approach from. That there's something that's so great and so good that you don't, you want to have it. You want to have it. So we come from the top down rather than the bottom up. You know, they may be in a good place financially, in terms of life stations and all of that. And they may feel, well, what else do I need? You know. But when we begin to show them the love of God and speak of that, that is something outside of the range of their being able to provide for themselves. They just can't, you know. It's a whole nother region, a whole nother dimension, so to speak. And so that's what I would suggest for all of us in doing that. And we should this year make a commitment to be Christ before our families and our friends. Let us pray for this friend of yours. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you give us blessings to our hands, where there are things that we can accomplish without even necessarily having a relationship with you and knowing you. But because you cause the sun to shine on the just and the unjust, we benefit. People in the earth, among the nations, benefit because of your generosity and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this gentleman. We thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon him and the blessings that he may be to some and to others. But Father, you know, and we know, that he needs Jesus Christ, because there's no other brand, no other name, no other product that's more genuine, more eternal than Christ himself. And his great name and his love for us and what he has done for us. And we pray that by the Holy Spirit, that this gentleman would be guided. You would speak to him in dreams and visions, assuring him of his poverty, his genuine poverty, and how poor he is in spite of all his material blessings, that he is poor. And he needs Jesus Christ in his life, so that when Jennifer speaks with him, that the Holy Spirit is able to be in the midst and free to move and to show and to download and speak to his heart, to his spirit, to his inner man. Father, cause him to be unrested as your Holy Spirit works with him to draw him to you by your great love and your mercy. And Father, for the rest of us, give us the desire and the boldness this year. Cause us to be unrested when we think of our friends and our relatives, our loved ones that are not yet saved. And that becomes for us a burden on our hearts. And then we are able and available to be used by you through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, to be a light to them, to be a light around them, in the name of Jesus, to draw them close to you. This year, cause us to be soul winners, knowing exactly how to humble ourselves before you and have you use us to draw these hungry, starving souls to you. In Jesus' name, we claim each and every one of them, because to him is due all of the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. They are his. And you said to him, ask of you and we will give it. We're asking of you right now, in agreement with him, for each of these individuals that we personally know that are starving for your love, your mercy, and your great salvation. We know that you're hearing, and we're confident that you're answering our prayers, because we're praying in agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, we thank you. And I just want to remind you that we're in a 21-day consecration. And we're studying the book of Daniel, chapter 9 and verse 10, those chapters. And there's a clear picture of spiritual warfare. And we want God to speak to us through those scriptures to give us an understanding of what it means to be in war or at war spiritually. And it's quite different from fighting in the carnal, in the flesh. We're not fighting in the flesh. We're in spiritual warfare. And the first station and the first thing and the basic is humility. And we see Daniel humiliating himself. That's why we are fasting. We are humiliating our bodies and allowing our spirits to be animated and guided by the Spirit of God, filled by the Spirit of God, so that we again begin to be used. We become sharp instruments in the hand of God. So be blessed on this day. Let God use you, beginning with a smile for everyone that you meet. Just smile. If God is in your heart, then he wants to use your countenance. Smile. Relax the face muscles. It's a simple procedure. You use less and fewer muscles smiling than you are to keep a frown on the face. But let the Spirit of God shine through you. And because you're fasting, if in fact you are fasting with us, you don't have to carry a long face. You don't have to walk around with a frown. You know, smile and let the joy of the Lord show through your countenance. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will cause you to have discernment as to the opportunities that may be presented to you to share what God has done for you and how great he is and how great the name that is above all name is in the earth. So we thank you, and may God bless you on this wonderful day that he has given. And we thank God for the temperature rising. This time yesterday it was about 14 degrees or so different. So it's now 22 degrees, and we thank God for that. So blessed be his name. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Hallelujah.